Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. As we can see, there's a celebration going on in the house. Woo!
Big time. Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown. One, two, three. Hit them low.
Oh, I don't know this part.
Hit them high. And watch our Eagles fly.
Yeah.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yay, Gia.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
And then we'll bring it right back down because the Chiefs are also...
Cheese,
whatever their thing is. What's their thing? It's like
don't they go like Red Kingdom,
something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Is
something like that. It's like what? Or it's like whose kingdom? Cheese.
Yeah, I know they do like cheese.
They do all that. But yes, we are house divided.
House
this
divided,
week
big time
for the Super Bowl, for the big game coming up. And but before we get into all of that, because I want to hear all about Gio was on the scene in Philly. Want to hear all about that? But before we do that, we have a new bestie, a new presenting bestie, a number one bestie slipped into the number one slot. Pink Whitney Vodka is here.
Yum, yum, yum.
And I'm really pumped up to have Pink Whitney as a bestie.
So pumped up.
First of all, it's delicious. Those who don't know, I feel like everybody knows Pink Whitney by now. The flavored pink lemonade vodka made by our very own Ryan Whitney in-house. Mm-hmm. So if you guys watch Surviving Barstool, you know Ryan Whitney by this point. But we've had Pink Whitney as a part of the company for quite a few years now. And I always kind of hoped, like, all right, well, we're girly girls. Like,
I know.
It's pink.
Pink,
like, come
and
through.
We're girls.
And our dreams have come true.
Yes.
So we have Pink Whitney.
I've been drinking Pink Whitney since...
They're the
like
best
freshman year of college.
They're the best nips, like by far. And also, it's so weird, so funny. When I was home for my birthday or Thanksgiving or I forget what I was home for something. My mom randomly went out to the liquor store and we were gonna do like a mini celebration and she got a whole thing of Pink Whitney and was like, "You love Pink Whitney, like this is the thing, whatever." And I like never remembered mentioning it to her or like anything, but she knew it's Barstool related. So my whole family and I did a nip shot of Pink Whitney for my birthday this year.
I love that.
Which is hilarious. So we're very happy to have them as besties on the pod.
Very happy.
Especially going into, you know, we're turning a corner as far as the cold is going and you know, Pink Whitney is good year round, but I do very much like it on ice. Ooh. On like a warm day, you know? So I'm looking forward to that.
It's such a great mixer, alcohol.
Fantastic, fantastic mixer. And just, they're great shooters. And so we do, you know, we do a lot of stuff with them in general. So we're just very happy to have them on the pod.
Yes.
So thank you to Pink Whitney for being our bestie for this, number one bestie for the foreseeable future.
Yes, very
Yay.
Exciting. And Pink Whitney's new label is easier to find and buy and looking better than ever.
It looks fantastic.
So
it is.
Cool.
This is better.
Yeah, and it's
I
made
like it
with real vodka, which is amazing. So new Pink Whitney 20-pack shot buckets, perfect for any party occasion or group gathering, a size for any occasion, a variety of small sizes to grab and go, and larger sizes to share, gift, or enjoy in your home or at your home bar.
Ooh.
So that's so exciting. I mean, imagine showing up to a party with a 20-pack.
No, it's like
Pink
you're the star
shooters.
Of the show. You're
the
star of
the show.
Honestly, I'm looking at these nips. It makes me want one right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what time is it?
And as we said, they are like the perfect for a mixed shot, a mixed shooter, anything like that. So whether you can put it with white Red Bull, you can put it with blue Red Bull, you can do the pink pony and do a shot of Pink Whitney and
pink
beer.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club with my Pink Whitney.
Exactly.
We'll work on that song. The Pink Whitney Club. That's literally us right now. The Pink Whitney Club.
Whitney Club.
I'm going to keep on drinking at the Pink Whitney Club.
Wait, I love that.
Yeah, I love
That's amazing.
Too. Perfect. We're so good at
everything.
We're
so good. I know. Pink Whitney is the number one flavored vodka. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo! Slay. Major shouts. So this will be staring me in the eyes the whole time. It really makes me want one of these right now. Like, they're just so delicious. Maybe halfway through the show. Maybe towards the end when we're wrapping up. But because I'll be drunk otherwise. Let's see. huge weekend for football, huge weekend for the Swiftie family, huge weekend for the Mariano family, and all of the Eagles and all of the Chiefs and everybody. And what a time. What an exciting thing.
I can't believe that it is a repeat of 2020. Or 2018, should I say, all over again. It's crazy.
It really is crazy. We're both dressed for Victory Monday. Yep. I said, here's my
thoughts
on it.
That's a perfect shirt.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
And so I have my, thought process going into this is obviously, you and Fran, massive Eagles fans, love to see you guys happy and know how much it means to you and your whole family, whatever. So I am, low-key rooting for the Eagles. Mm. But it's I still have a little bit of Chiefs. There's a moment for the Chiefs, or they've been queued up for this moment where they could win a third Super Bowl and it'd be the first time ever in history. So there's a little bit of that. Everyone's hating on them though, because they think that they cheated to get their way in and that the refs show and whatever the fuck. Everybody's going off about that. But I think ultimately I just want everybody to have fun. That's the mentality I'm having. Everyone to have a good time. Yeah. I think that's where I'm going to lay. I think I'm just going to sit there, because if the Eagles win, I'll be happy. If the Chiefs win, I'll be happy. Obviously, we want Taylor to be happy, but it's you know.
I mean, I never thought in my life.
If she loses, she loses. But if she wins, she wins. And so it's good for biz.
It's good for biz, for sure.
It's good for biz.
But I never thought in my life that the first thing I would think of after the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl is, am I going to have to make Taylor Swift upset?
Yeah,
are we going to have to make Taylor Swift sad?
Taylor's going to be sad.
And
although,
I don't like that. I don't want to do that to her.
Completely.
But
I almost texted
we're
going to
fucking
night.
Pummel them.
Right. That's the word on the street. Who knows?
Sorry.
I almost texted you this last night, but then I saved it for now. Mm. It would be funny. I don't know if we'd be able to do it in terms of there's so many t-shirt rules.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you put a t-shirt that was the picture of her with all the Eagles stuff. And then she was an Eagles fan first.
She was an Eagles fan first. That's not a bad idea. I know.
It'd be really funny. I don't know about the logistics, the legality of it all. But I think conversation is happening. Taylor is technically an Eagles fan. Her father's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
But she's a Chiefs fan now. You know
she's
what I mean?
Totally
she's
Chiefs.
Completely
and
abandoned
I think
the Eagles.
Scott is going to be fully
he's
Chiefs,
be
no
out.
Doubt in my mind.
Well, that's his boy. That's his baby now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's got to be.
Future son-in-law.
The Swift family has been taken under the wing of Chiefs
kingdom.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although,
if Scott was such a big fucking Eagles fan, we would know that.
We would know. And he would be oh, no way. Maybe he'll show up with we all need the split jerseys like Donna Kelsey.
Yeah, the Donna Kelsey splits.
But
yeah.
I don't even think Scott would do that. I think he wears his Chiefs garb
everything.
Outside of
like
the
I
games,
would
you know?
I personally would never wear anything Chiefs
no
so
but
like
you, yeah but you're diehard Eagles I wonder how much of an Eagles fan he really was
like
he was
it's
just a
to
casual
me, it seems very
fan.
Casual yeah. yeah it seems very
so it's
casual.
Like whatever we no hate to any of them they gotta do what they gotta do and
but Taylor does have a gold rush so sorry she does
she's
say,
got gold rush
she does, and she
t-shirt
confirmed at my Philly show that it was Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt. So,
yep.
Sorry, she doesn't have
she
a
sure
Chiefs
did.
Lyric, does she?
No, she doesn't. Well, you know, some could argue touchdown, call the amateurs and cut them from the team.
That's
but
general.
You don't say Chiefs.
That's general NFL to me.
What about? Once something Travi made it to the big game.
One step closer to Kelsey being my last name. I mean, if she actually wrote that song.
No, I know. But that still kind of counts.
Yeah, sure.
That I bet, though, we have these songs that people are like, oh, it's about Travis. Oh, it's about the game. Oh, it's this, it's that. I would be interested to see if we do eventually get oh, that song is about being at the Chiefs game. You know what I mean? Under the lights and the confetti falling. And I see you up on the
silence in the stadium. The big pass is thrown.
Holding my breath as I watch you catch.
And gasp.
In the end zone, end zone. And it's called end zone.
Yeah, it's like, you touched my heart when you took a touchdown.
Yeah.
Down
and
the field.
Touchdown, call the air. That's a real song.
That one sounds familiar.
That one, it's so funny because that, One Step Closer to Kelsey, that fake AI song does kind of sound
like it's like a similar
Alchemy.
Vibe. Yeah.
How about that? Remember that girl in the in the like pediatric unit or like the kids hospital when Taylor went to?
Oh yeah, I know.
She was like, "What about Brock? What do you think about Brock Purdy?" Because
I don't think about
she's
Brock.
Like, what? Yeah. I was like, "What are you talking about?" Because she had been listening to the AI, the fake
yeah,
AI
it's
song.
So funny,
so hilarious to me. And I also loved even more that she had no idea what she was talking about. So yeah. Maybe Taylor has never even heard that song.
Oh, I doubt it. Honestly, I feel like if anything, that would like annoy her that song
definitely.
Was out there.
Definitely. It's like not funny. Yeah. But yeah, so exciting stuff ahead. We've got obviously the Super Bowl is happening. Eagles, Chiefs. The Chiefs game was exciting, I thought. Yeah. I feel so bad for the poor Bills. Poor man. Josh Allen.
He was so sad.
He's like set up for failure. Like it's not him. Josh, it's not you. It's not your fault. Like
and like I don't wanna say this because I mean I'm gonna say it anyways, but like he low-key did score that touchdown. Like,
oh, yeah.
On some of
yeah.
those angles, like, it yeah. really did look like he crossed the line. I don't know. I'm not a fucking ref, so, like, obviously I don't.
People are
I'm not a professional.
People are saying, I was looking all night, and I see, I believe both sides. Like, both sides are making valid arguments yeah. as to why this is happening, whatever. People are saying, like, any other game that nobody would have cared about that call like being made about them not getting it or whatever.
I mean,
but
like,
it's a
the
big
AFC
game.
Championship.
Yeah, it's a big game to be made. And yeah, so I don't know. It's certainly the conversation. I do remember this happening a lot with the Patriots when the Patriots were on their run. Like everything that they did, it was like the refs, this, they're gonna pay the NFL, whatever. And to be honest, like maybe they are. Who knows? Like for ratings, like who knows? Like, yeah.
No.
Definitely not. Like, I feel like there's too much money on the line. Like, that's the thing I think
there's
about
no
like,
way
people gambling and stuff. Like, you can't fuck with that. Like, you can't just like do whatever. But yeah, if you think about it, like, it's way better that Taylor Swift's going to be the Super Bowl than like Josh Allen and Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Love, but like, it's not Taylor Swift. So,
yeah.
Really
I mean, and like, the Chiefs played a very, very,
they
very
played
good
so well.
Game.
Yeah,
they
played
so
well.
Pat
Mahomes was in
yeah.
his bag.
Yeah.
Absolutely in his bag.
He went off. He had like one mistake, one fumble, which they had a touchdown off of. But like, that was literally the only mistake that he had. He played his ass off. So.
Yeah.
Travis
was it.
Quiet.
Travis
he had
was quiet.
Two
he
receptions for 19 yards.
He had a good block at one point, right?
He had one really big block. Yeah, yeah. I think that led to a touchdown.
How about me, by the way?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's fucking go.
I watched the game.
I I was so gassed after that. I was like in and out. And then like with the final like couple minutes there when there was a chance the Bills could come back. Man, it is sad.
That was
but
tough.
Like it is so crazy. That the Chiefs are going back for a three-peat like that.
It's history. It's history.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I'm like, damn, do I want to see history or am I like rooting for my friends to be happy? Mm. And it's like, but I'm also rooting for my friends over here, you know, my parasocial friends.
Right.
And it's a very hard thing. That's why my stance is I just want everyone to have fun. I think ultimately like I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs again just because I want to see Taylor on the field. Like if I'm thinking about business, I want the Chiefs.
I get that totally.
But it's I think they're both incredible teams and I think it's exciting. And I will say this, I was thinking deeply last night after the game, and always a dangerous thing. And I was thinking about how cool it is that it does seem like more people than ever care about football.
Yeah, it does.
And maybe I'm just basing that off of like myself caring, like, oh, I care now, so that means everybody cares.
No,
but I think truly, like, and as much as people want to shit on Taylor Swift or whatever, blah blah blah, like she brought a whole new demographic,
totally
whole new subsect of people who were kind of maybe casual fans or would only tune in for the Super Bowl or whatever. We're all hanging around watching the NFC and AFC championships.
Yeah.
Like who I would
I mean,
never
look at like every Stan account, like every like Taylor Stan account on Twitter, like they're like live tweeting the games, like even like Tavis Hayes like live tweets like a random NFL game. Like,
yes,
it's crazy. Like
people are very into it, and I think it's fun. It's very Euro of us. They're all into soccer. You know,
yeah, that's
and so
very
now
true.
It's like we need to be into something too. Yeah. And it's just good fun and it's really really exciting to watch and I kick myself for not maybe giving it more of a try. I still get bored watching like a whole day of football.
You got a
like,
lot of life left.
I know, I do have a lot of life left.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I'm not going to watch a whole
slate.
That's too much for me. But two games, I love it. Two high stakes games, all exciting stuff. Super Bowl's coming. I'm pumped up about all that. I love the big game.
I really do. And it being in NOLA this year is just the cherry on top. It's fucking crazy.
It is.
I've always wanted to go to New Orleans.
It's a cool place. I was just there. I was just there at the. Well,
yeah, yeah.
I forget if I'm supposed to say. Oh no, not almost. I don't want to spoil.
Maybe
spoil.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Don't
spoil Rat Race or whatever. But I was. Yeah. Well, we filmed it in NOLA. Everybody knows that. But
yeah.
We were also somewhere very close. to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, which is kind of cool. So here's the question, G. Do we go?
I know. I really want to.
I really can't decide. Like for me, it would be strictly Swifty stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously. You've got more invested in it because of the Eagles. Sounds like your family might be trying to go.
It does seem like that way. Last night, we called my parents like on the way home. My dad was like, so my parents went to the Eagles Patriots when we won in 2018. Uh-huh. Earlier this episode, I said it's 2018 all over again. It's 2022 all over again.
I thought it was more recent than that.
2018 is when 18 the Eagles
won. Was that Minnesota?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So in the Viking Stadium, they were literally the last seat in the last row at the top.
Right.
It was still like a pretty good seat.
Yeah.
In the mega, what is it called?
Superdome.
Like the Megadome. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Superdome.
The Superdome. The
last seat in the last row is like, you're basically like in Canada.
Yeah.
Like you're like in a whole nother planet. It's really high up.
Super.
And I don't know if I can physically do that. Like, I feel like I can like sometimes get like little like.
I'm the same with like vertigo.
Vertigo. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm the exact same.
And heights.
If it's too steep, I like can't get my.
It's like, and we're watching fucking ants. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least in Viking Stadium, like you could see somewhat.
Completely.
So that's the big factor there. It's like, is it worth coughing up insane amount of money for seats that will fucking suck?
Oh, right. Right, because I guess they're really, you know, it's going to be hard to find decent seats
in
general.
Or spend, I don't even know, God knows how much. Yeah, exactly, I don't think that's going to happen.
Somebody came through and was like, let's ball out, get a suite. Like, imagine. They're probably all sold out, even. Like, I reckon you couldn't even do that. Like, that's the thing with these,
with the Super Bowl is like, that their teams are already making it, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm sure.
People will do that and they'll throw superstition aside and they'll just plan and hope
for the best. I can't do that. Like, I can't
do
that. Anytime my parents would even be like.
I feel so jinxy.
Yeah.
No way.
If they were like, oh, like, we should look at Airbnbs, like, I'd be like, don't even fucking bring that up right now. Like, don't even think in that way, you know? Like,
not
too much. But I would really like to attempt to try to go because we have coworkers going. So, like,
we have a whole slew of people going, Gia, with this. Potential New Orleans trip on the horizon. I need to take a step back. I need to take a look at my finances. Okay,
big time.
As you know, and as I know about you too, we be shopping. Okay,
we be shopping.
Yep. We be spending our money recklessly. Mm. And I wouldn't really have it any other way. But I will say it's not the way to go through life. You always want to make sure that you're monitoring your money. What are you spending? What are you spending frivolously on? What are you subscribed to? Maybe you didn't know that you're subscribed to it. There's a lot of things you got to look out for, and a lot of things you got to make sure that you're keeping track of. And thankfully, we have a new bestie, Rocket Money.
Yep.
To help us out.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Like, if you're like us and you're wanting to make a very large purchase, maybe a...
Perhaps a plane ticket.
Yeah, perhaps a plane ticket, perhaps an impulse buy.
Yes.
You're going to want to have your money in check, make sure you're budgeting correctly, and make sure that it's not going to break the bank. And that's where Rocket Money comes in, which is so nice. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. And for the ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. And they can also try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. Mm-hmm. They'll deal with customer service so you don't have to. That's amazing also.
It is really amazing. Nothing's worse than dealing with customer service. Oh my God.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved over a total of over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Mm-hmm. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/Keegs today.
Ooh.
That's rocketmoney.com.
Oh, that's me. Because they know I'm the worst. I know I'm worse about. Damn. Rocket Money said, we know she needs this help.
Well, that's rocketmoney.com/Keegs. Rocketmoney.com/Keegs.
Shout out to Rocket Money. But yeah, I think here's what I think. I think that I would go for like 2 days probably. Like maybe that because we have the Dozen live show is going to be down there.
Yeah,
I would like
fun.
To see that. I love it. I love going
I love the Dozen.
So that would be fun. That's on Tuesday, which it kind of sucks it's early in the week, you know.
I know,
but
that's
just
saying.
That's how it fell. So they've got that going on, Fran's in that.
Yep.
So that's exciting. And then I just have a very strong feeling that it's going to be real, like, Swiftie-centric. Like, there's going to be a lot of Swiftie stuff. It'd be cool if we, like, recorded an episode there. Like, yeah. I'm just trying to talk myself into spending the money for us to go. Like, because
no,
if we called Doot-Doot-Doot Dave, he'd be like, ha, 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 ha. Very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
and, like,
he'd be like, okay, yeah,
he'd
no.
be like, girls, get over it yourself.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I do think, like, there's something to it. I think, but then at the same time, it's like, are we going to do all that? And then it's not as exciting as we think. Like, I wish
it's
going to
be
into the future.
It's so exciting. I think
I know it's going to be
even
exciting.
If the Eagles didn't make it, I would still want to go.
I'd still
like just
because
the Chiefs went. Like,
for
I feel
sure.
like it's going to be so so electric. Like
yeah,
the energy. I think not to. Please, Chiefs fans, take this with a grain of salt. Uh-huh. Chiefs fans are very respectable. They're
for sure.
They're kind.
They're demure, mindful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like
Eagles
Bills. That would have been fucking crazy.
That would have, the city would have been burned to the ground.
It
would have
been
sick. Bills,
I'm actually
been...
kind of happy for New Orleans for
yes.
the safety of
yes.
New Orleans because
yes.
now, you know, the Chiefs are our level-headed fans compared
Absolutely.
To Eagles fans for
Absolutely.
Sure.
But the Bills Mafia is certainly not. Bills
yeah,
Mafia
yeah.
would have turned that place
they would,
upside
they
down.
Would, every table would have been on fire mm-hmm. jumping through it from like the top of Bourbon Street, like
Absolutely.
The top of the buildings.
I got to say, speaking of Bills Mafia, not to throw it all on them, but there's I learned two facts over the night. One is, well, no, I learned one fact. The other fact is that, you know, I don't want to put it all on Bills Mafia, but we know how strong Tay Voodoo is. And we talked about this a couple episodes ago. You can't be running around the stadium selling Taylor Swift Swallows t-shirts. You can't be wearing that shit because it's going to come back and bite
yeah.
you in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing. Sorry, I did have two facts. Oh. The other fact, did you see... Brittany Mahomes posted, and I'm proud of her for posting. I'm proud of her for clapping back at these people. Bills Mafia put up, they were, they had Kermit the Frog, like a Kermit the Frog stuffed animal. They put Patrick Mahomes' hair on it and his jersey, 15, and hung it and were like they were hanging him and was like parading it through the streets, like, fuck you, Patrick Mahomes, like trying to beat them. And I was like, that's a disgust. I'll show you a picture.
That's like racist.
No, it's extremely.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't fucking believe this. And
that's
so
crazy.
So by the way, Bills Mafia, like the loss is on you.
Yeah,
like,
it's like you really have to tread lightly
karma.
With the juju and the voodoo.
It's
like
bad fucking karma. Here
I will say, like, Eagles fans.
She posted. She goes, "Do you remember this buff? Do we remember this Buffalo? Absolutely disgusting. So as you go home tonight, I pray we become better people."
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of her for posting it. I'm proud of her for sticking up for her mans and for not tolerating something like that. So it's like, sorry, your
yeah.
fan base sucks.
You
got to right
watch
now.
The
like,
way you act.
Not everyone's
yeah.
like that, but like you can't be like that.
Because, yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's disgusting behavior, obviously.
Yeah.
But then also, it's like you... If everyone is as superstitious as they claim to be,
yeah, right.
then why do stuff like that? Why mess with it like that?
Yeah.
So I've got to throw it on them. Speaking also of superstition with the Bills, the actual fact that I learned, I know I've teased it three times now, was apparently when Pat Mahomes was coming into the NFL, he was originally in line to be picked with the Bills.
Okay.
And the Bills traded their pick with Kansas City because
Ooh.
They were like, but we want to wait one more year. Tyrod.
Taylor. Yeah, maybe.
Like, we want to wait one more year and see if this will all work out or whatever. And they passed on Mahomes, and then the Chiefs got him. So
wow.
now it's like the Bills can never win against the Chiefs because they pass on him. It's like this big thing.
Damn, yeah.
So
that's
hard.
Just
and
like
I know
karma coming to
know
bite
that.
You in the ass.
I know Bills fans know that, and they really keep that under wraps, but I learned it, and now
yeah.
I got to tell it.
I mean, I feel with the Sixers, we took some ass player, I'm forgetting his name right now, over Jason Tatum. Yeah.
No.
Who's like the GOAT,
no.
like one of the best players on the Celtics. So
oh,
like that,
no,
like we always lose
tough.
To the Celtics. So
that's,
like,
yeah,
it's like
there's
stuff
juju
like that.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
juju
like,
everywhere. So as much as I feel bad for like Josh Allen alone and like a few of the guys on the Bills like,
yeah.
that play on the team. Like, and obviously the coach, and like they all try really hard and whatever. But yeah, the fans, you know, you play just as much of a part in the game as the
yeah.
as the players do when it comes to karma and juju.
Yeah.
And you got to remember
it is,
that.
It is. I do, like, again, I feel so bad for Josh Allen.
I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Like, just so bad for him. He
but
just, you know.
The storyline was just not as good, I don't think, with
no.
Eagles, Bills.
No.
I think Chiefs, you got the three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
You got the redemption of the
mm-hmm.
Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jason, Travis, mm-hmm. Taylor, Kylie,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Then you got Andy Reid, used to be the coach
used
of
the
Eagles.
Yep, yep,
so
yep.
it's a lot of crossover, a lot more on the line.
A lot of
I
lore.
I feel like a lot of lore
a
more
lot
than on the line.
Of
yeah,
lore.
A lot of lore.
But yeah, so okay. So then maybe we just go. So I'll just book our flights.
I feel like we should have
a serious conversation.
We should have a serious conversation.
I kind of think
it,
like, yeah. I'm leaning towards yes. I'm leaning towards.
So am I.
I'm leaning towards
I also
let's go.
Need to talk to my parents about it and figure out, like, we need to have a family meeting.
See what your family, have the family meeting today, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Fran's going now. She was already going, and she's staying.
She has tickets?
Not the game itself, sorry. She's staying longer past. She was only going for the dozen, now she's staying longer.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, there's a handful of people going down there. We got Mubi and Kelly are having a party, I think, at some point.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know all the details, but they'll you know, I think that's been an hour. I don't know if I should.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not sure. I think that's fine to say.
I don't know.
Maybe cut that out.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that.
Okay.
I don't know what's real. What if they've said that in the public or not?
I haven't seen anything about it.
I've been reading.
Oh, I don't know.
So yeah, cut that out. Actually, okay. Anyway, so. You know, a lot of people we know are going to be down there. We got girls, guys. We got the Yak. We got, you know, a handful of exciting people going. Every single person on the sales floor is going for some reason. So that's exciting as well. And yeah. I think that it might be worth it's worth the conversation. So I think check in with the family meeting, and we'll just, if we're going to book our flights, we're going to book our flights.
Yeah.
And we're going to get down there.
Yeah.
I texted our besties, Olivia and Brian. They're also on the fence debating. I think they're probably going to end up going. They said to let them know what we're up to.
Okay.
And so, you know, we'll see. Brian will probably end up going regardless because of, you know, USA Today and stuff. Mm. He's the official reporter. But wait, so something else I noticed, and RIP to me and all the clowns. Who tried to clown for the 23rd?
Oh, yeah.
Failed miserably. However, we did get a lover cardigan.
Yeah, we did.
Did yours arrive yet?
Yes, it came yesterday. I haven't gotten it. I haven't opened it
yet.
I was asleep when it arrived.
I saw a review, and people are saying it's Folklore. Second best only to the Folklore cardigan.
Yeah, yep. I'm very excited.
Which is great. Wait, I got to give this guy a shout out. His name is Alex.
Shout out, Alex.
His account is Getaway X Summer. Getaway by Summer. And I gotta look him up again. Getaway by Summer. Here he is. And he, I don't know who he is or what his deal is, but he brings to every game that he's been to, he brings, I guess there's a reputation book from like the Reputation Tour.
Yeah.
And he brings it every game and they always win. And so every time he's gone.
That's funny.
He brings it. And so he like did all these things. He, you know, of him posting and like reading the book, he's like, I opened the book to this page and then like the Chiefs scored a touchdown, like, and he's like, oh, Chiefs win, why won't this let me go, you know, and he's like talking and he's got the book and
that's funny,
he's flipping open to pages, he's like, they scored a touchdown right when I was on this part, like, it's
that's
hilarious
funny.
Like, it's very funny. So I have to give shout outs. Reputation is working with us. Brittany Mahomes posted a story with Ready For It as the thing. Listen, you know,
she wore a snake necklace.
Taylor wore a snake necklace to the game. Yeah, what do we think about Taylor's outfit? People have mixed reviews. I thought it was fine. Not my favorite, but I thought it was fine.
I liked everything besides the tights.
Yeah, the tights were
a little
red.
I felt like the tights didn't go with the outfit at all.
Yeah, I get incorporating the red.
Yeah,
but I'm not a red and like brown person. So like the brown from the Louis Vuitton jacket was not my favorite.
It was like the gold that was kind of throwing me off of the jacket.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
but.
Still a cool jacket, though. Yo, all individually pieces I love.
All the individual pieces loved all together. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how I felt about it.
Yeah.
But, no, I loved the jacket, loved the skirt, and the beanie was so cute.
But the skirt, people are saying she's a little superstitious. It may or may not be the same skirt she wore at the AFC Championship last year.
Which is funny. I mean, I do the
lucky
same
skirt.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be a lucky skirt. So she's got to keep that in the rotation.
Okay, wait. So maybe she wasn't wearing a skirt. A snake necklace.
Oh,
she's wearing
an
ancient coin necklace.
Right, but aren't there snakes on it?
No, according to Taylor Swift styled.
Oh shit!
Just
so
little,
the one that was going
little Roman
around, though,
coin. Fake
you're
news.
Right.
It seems like
fake news. Because I did see that shit going around, and everyone was like, "Oh, it's the snake one." Damn, but that's cool too, though. That's a cool necklace.
Yeah. Cool necklace. She's head to toe Louis Vuitton.
Price varies. I want that necklace. Taylor has worn a number of vintage coin necklaces recently, including at a few Chiefs games. Well, you know, think about the Karma music video. That's very.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking.
Yeah. So.
Let's see the skirt. More on that later. It was definitely. I think it was definitely the same skirt.
It seems like it.
She hasn't posted it, though.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she can't confirm.
She must be, right, she must be waiting to, maybe she's doing a whole, thing.
Yeah, full LV look.
Yep.
Which was very cute.
I really like this, like, jacket hoodie thing.
Yeah.
Normally, I don't like something like that with all the like logos all over it. I'm not really a logo girly, but sometimes they look cute, and I think this is well done.
Mm.
It's cute. But yeah, looking cute in the booth with Donna, Andrea. I think Scott was there as well.
Yep.
I think the whole fam was there. Was Austin there?
Ashley was there.
Ashley was there.
I didn't see. I don't know if Austin was there.
I didn't see Austin, so yeah. I'm not sure. But he could have been there. Who knows? Brittany was there. They went onto the field.
Yep.
Her and Brittany hugging, jumping up and down.
Yep.
Travis did a funny little what.
Do a little dance.
Make a little love. Get down tonight. I prefer that over Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, honestly,
to be honest. Yeah, I was like, this is funnier and like cuter somehow.
Yeah.
So I liked that. Many photos of them smooching on the field.
Yeah. It seemed like after he said, do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, she like whispered over. She was like, you will. Like, it seemed like she said, like, you
She's
will.
She's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, which is funny.
For sure.
But yeah, lots of cute moments of them
Very
on the field.
Moments. The pictures, and we're just again reminded that this is like, we're living in a fairy tale. Like,
they just never get old. Those moments never get old, with the confetti in the background and they're kissing and she's like looking up at him.
And it's like the most perfect kiss
ever. And like
the
tip of her nose is like red. A little chilly. Yep. Like, it's so cute.
So
her skin is like literally porcelain.
It's insane.
It's insane.
I'm like, imagine you go to a football game, you jump up and down for the entire game, and then you go
you're
on the field and you have
sweating.
High def cameras and flashes in your face and lights and everything, and you still look that good.
Yeah,
like,
you're
that's crazy.
Flawless.
To me. Couldn't be me. Yeah. I just don't look like that. Like, it's just, oh, she's magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
It is crazy.
I saw people talking about, like, congrats to all the players who get their victory Pop-Tarts tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, makes the victory Pop-Tarts. Yeah, I wonder if she'll do something like that for them. Like,
put to work.
I wonder if it's Pop-Tarts. Like, is that, maybe that's like a good luck thing. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I mean,
them being superstitious. Like, she's got to make them. Every time they win, she's got to make them, you know? But yeah, good stuff all around. Very exciting game. The Eagles game is really fun too. Big shout out to Gilly, who's just a part of the team now. Our guy Gilly, again, if you watch Surviving Barstool,
he ran out like before all of the, he like led the run out this time. It was so
he
crazy.
Did it last game too.
He did it last game, but he was like kind of with the crowd, with the team a little bit. This time he was like in front of them.
He led it and he was flying. Did you see him do the fake army crawl? Gilly, like, he's coming out, he's doing this, all of a sudden he stops dead in his tracks, falls to his knees, and does a quick army crawl on the ground. Like, it was the coolest. I love him.
He cracks me the fuck up. The video of him when the Eagles win and he's crying,
sobbing,
and then they put on Blow the Whistle and he just automatically jumps into it. So funny. He cracks me up. And so many people at the stadium were wearing that big ass hat.
Yeah, he loves that big ass hat.
So funny. I kept thinking Gilly was there. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
And I was like, nope, that's just a random man. Yeah.
Gia, as we speak, I am I'm refreshing. I'm trying to get into a last minute solid core class. And I am just, I'm really trying to get my body right, get it tight, the whole thing. Here's the thing, though, Jay. I'm not doing so great when it comes to protein.
Mm.
I need a little help in the protein department. I need a little help in the energy department. I need to get my body right.
Mm-hmm.
And pretending to book a class on my phone is not going to do that.
Nope.
You know what will do that? Orgain.
Orgain, exactly. Orgain believes real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives. And Orgain is famous for their organic plant protein powders, which packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. So you are going to get every bit of protein that you need. And all of Orgain's products are made with USDA certified organic ingredients. And they don't have things like soy ingredients, artificial sweeteners, flavors, or preservatives. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. And this is such a busy time for us with everything going on. And that's why Orgain is so simple. Orgain is made so you can literally just add water and go. No more time-consuming prep to get all the nutrients that you need.
It's good, too, in the wintertime. You need something quick. It's the dead of winter. It's dark. It's cold. It's this. It's that. I can barely get off the couch and get myself a glass of water.
Yeah.
And I love something like this.
Yeah.
Just make it really easy for
Makes
you.
Makes it so easy. And remember, there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. So if you want more protein, give Orgain Organic Plant Protein Powder a try. And head to Orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your order. That's the best offer you'll find.
30.
But you have to use our code TaylorWatch for 30% off. One last time, 30% off. Head to Orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use our code TaylorWatch. No, the game was
how is the game
absolutely
itself?
Electric.
Yeah, course.
Just from the get-go.
So like, fun that it gets to be in. How funny, too. Like, that got to be in Philly, and the Chiefs got to be in Arrowhead. Like, it's just a funny.
Well, it's the,
works out.
The seating. We were the higher seed.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know how that
so
works.
So we got lucky with that.
Good to know.
Yeah. Cool, so the higher seed always gets the home games.
Cool.
Which is nice. Yeah. So it was great. Me and Francesca sat together. And then, of course, JB tagged along last minute. He got a solo ticket. And we had so much fun. TJ came.
That was amazing.
We went with Zach Clark.
Oh, I know all about Zach Clark. We love Zach Clark in this house. Yeah.
Can't say like more nice things about him.
He is the nicest guy in the world. Like, so truly nice. The nicest guy in the world.
Super conversational.
We loved him when he was on the show. And then he's obviously just become like a friend of the program from here on out. And like an actual friend in real life. And a wonderful guy. Mm. Absolutely wonderful guy. Huge Eagles fan.
Yeah. He went with his dad, which is so cute. Mm-hmm. And he drove us down and then drove us back, which is so nice.
It's so nice. So fucking clutch.
Oh my
god.
How
was
the
trap coming back? Bad? How long?
Not bad at all. We flew home basically. Yeah. I think we left at like 6:30-ish. Got home by like 8-ish.
Yeah, that's amazing. Before the end of the second game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We were able to catch like I think like most of the third quarter.
Yeah.
And the fourth quarter. Yeah. So it was awesome, and the vibes were phenomenal. I mean, I almost literally my brain, like, it just was a lot. It was a lot of stress watching it. Like, it's crazy. But
a lot of stress and a lot of like excitement. Like, it's that energy in the air where it's like, oh my god, there's so much going on. I have to, like, you know.
And also, like, I get a few drinks in me.
Oh yeah, please.
And I just become like the absolute chirper.
Just a monster.
It's so I was going up to Commanders fans going
no.
Literally,
no.
You guys suck. I was turning around, going, "Fuck you to the people above
us." You're
that
guy that got fired for like accosting that lady. That's literally you.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's like that. Listen, if you're feeling cocky, I can never showboat. I have a hard time showboating because the one time, like in my whole life, I was cocky about something. And I was embarrassed so bad, like got lost so bad and was like just mortified and whatever, that now I'm too, I like can't do it.
I try to hold my tongue, but like it's like with the Commanders, like with the Cowboys, like there's certain teams that like, oh, I just fucking hate them.
Yeah.
So like those fans, like they're just such dickheads. Mm-hmm. They piss me off. So like I was not feeling confident about the game at all.
No.
But my hatred was just
it was fueling
brewing, brewing inside that I just had to let loose. And then like halfway through there was some bullshit. A touchback. They called a touchback on us. Uh-huh. Clearly was not a touchback. I was so pissed at the refs. Roger Goodell, the owner of the NFL, was in a booth above us.
Oh no. Oh, were you? Oh no.
I turn around and go, Goodell, get your fucking guy. Francesca hits me so hard. She's like, Gia, stop.
Your fucking guys.
I'm like, you know what? Honestly, like, last thing I need is like Gia from Barstool.
Beef with Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell banning
Gia
you
from
the
Barstool
Super Bowl.
Curses out something. Roger Goodell.
That is so funny. Dave would love that. Yeah. You'd be job for life.
So I know. But yes, I gotta watch for her. It's just like, it's just so fun, and then you're in the energy of the other fans, and everyone's cursing and yelling and hyping each other up, and it's just
it's
like electric.
It's just a big energy. You know, cyclone.
And even Francesca was yelling some profanities.
I was gonna say she gets into it too. She gets into it too. Oh, that sounds like a really fun day for like the fam. And a really fun day, just like in general, and of course topped with a win. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah,
just exciting stuff. And I'm jealous. Some jealousy. You were there. I've never been to an NFL game still. Yeah. I don't have any friends who are like super football fans.
Oh my god.
I know. And none of my friends really care that much. And then like my dad, he does not like a big event like that. He would never go to something like that. So I've been to a Jets tailgate one time. Once.
You know, that's close enough to a Jets game that you need to be.
And that was like, I might as well have been at the game. So it's like, who cares?
Well, fuck. I know we were talking about going to a Chiefs game this season. We really should have gone then. I didn't realize that.
I know. I thought about it, but it was like it got to the point where they were like so good and we ran out of time. And then it was like, if the games were too hard to get to.
It was like in between the concerts too.
Yeah. It was too hard to go.
So It was a lot.
I keep yawning.
I know, I keep yawning too. I'm exhausted.
Eating a yawn, and then it's like my eyes tear up, and then now I just had to get one big one out. So that's
yeah,
it.
That's okay.
I don't know why. I only had tea this morning, not coffee. Mm. I'm trying to ease back into tea only because I think coffee is fucking with me a little bit. But anyway, wait. Speaking more of the games and good luck and excitement and money, our entire parlay hit.
I know. Isn't this so crazy?
And can I be really, really real? I didn't bet on it. I forgot.
Neither did I.
I forgot. Like I kept meaning. I was like, do it, do it. Throw a couple bucks on there. Like, do it. And I took Eagles money line.
So that was good. Yeah.
I like ran out of time and then I just like completely forgot about it. And then I was distracted by other things. And then when Sunday came around, I was like, oh shit, let me put this in. And it was too late. The first game had already started. And I was like, fuck, I'm so stupid. And then when all of them hit, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
So
I was like,
crazy.
You know what? So that's a lesson learned. Never forget. Never bypass. Cause you never know what's going to hit. And, so shout out to the Draft Queens pulling that
one out. Shout out to the Draft Queens. Shout out to you. More likely.
It was a funny, but it was like an easy one. Like I felt like it was Chiefs money line, Eagles money line. Jaden Daniels scored a touchdown, which was crazy.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen ended up throwing like 237 passing yards, and it was over 200. So it was.
And we
just
were debating between 200 and 250, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm glad we did. I think you taught me into 200.
Yeah.
I think. And so it was you know, good stuff. So I hope that some of you guys took our parlay, took our bets.
Know.
Good shit. So hopefully we'll have to see what the schedule is looking like. But I think DraftKings, I think we'll have at least one more for a Super Bowl.
Hope
you know,
so.
We're gonna have to get creative with it because we don't want to do money lines on either side. I think.
Yeah,
for this one.
Don't want to jinx it.
Right. We don't want to jinx it. So we'll have to get creative, and that would be fun.
That'll be a fun
hurrah for us. Looking forward to it.
I'm very looking forward to it. I wonder what we talked about this, but I wonder what the squad in Travis's suite is going to be
for this game, because I
feel like everyone's going to move on to itching to get to New Orleans.
Absolutely.
You know?
Everyone wants to get to New Orleans. And then here's the big question is like, you know, Jason will probably be there for work and, you know,
he'll definitely be there. Yeah.
He'll definitely be there. And it's like, you know, who does he root for? The Chiefs or the Eagles? Like he rooted for both yesterday.
He said in New Heights that he's going to root for the Eagles.
He's going to root for the Eagles. Okay. Yeah. So then, and then Kylie obviously rooting for the Eagles.
Yes.
But are they all going to be in the same booth is my question. Because Kylie's superstitious. Like she might not want to sit in there with all these people, all the Chiefs fans.
I can't remember where she was for the Chiefs-Eagles game. Obviously this was before Taylor.
Yeah, right.
But I can't.
Probably like with Donna. Because
Donna and everybody, so like
that makes it a little easier because it's like it's more of a literal house divided. Like obviously looking, you know, and of course, you know, Kelsey's
right,
or
and then
Kylie's
also because at that time Donna is kind of a mix at that point.
She was
right?
a mix,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
both playing, and they're both playing against Jordan.
Right,
and of course,
right,
Kylie's
right.
rooting for Jason, so it was like obviously she's Eagles. But now it's like Jason doesn't play anymore, and her brother-in-law, but she's a diehard Eagles
fan.
She's
a diehard Eagles
Jason
fan.
Jason or not, so it's like, you know, what do you do? But so I'll be interested to see where she goes. I'll be interested to see what friends Taylor brings. She brought Jared Carmichael again. That's her fucking bestie at this point. We talked about it before, but he did an interview either on like Fallon or one of them being like, I'd be like, I am not Taylor Swift's best friend, but she's my best friend. Like making, you know, being like, that's my number one, but like, I'm definitely not her number one. But I don't know, Jared.
That might not
like,
be the case
you're
anymore.
You're everywhere. Like, he's always hanging out with her, and I think it's so fun. And her whole family's there. And so I'll be interested to see who ends up going to the actual game.
Yeah, because it was a big squad last time.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder if she'll do full designer like she's been doing, like full
or
Chanel,
she'll do like
full Louis,
Chiefs
full,
gear.
Oh yeah, yeah, Chiefs
you know what
gear,
I mean?
Right?
She
yeah.
might do Chiefs gear. Well, she didn't wear Chiefs gear at the Super Bowl last year. She wore that black like corset top and then those jeans.
Right,
that I
bought, right, right.
Which and then I think just like her T earrings. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't really chiefed out.
Right.
I
wonder.
Don't think. Unless did she wear a jacket? Maybe.
The jacket
she
was.
She wore the puffy jacket for a different
I
one.
Think that was a different playoff game,
it
if I'm not
or did
mistaken.
She, or did she have like a, well, because where was the Super Bowl last year? It was warm, right?
Vegas.
Yeah. Right. So maybe she didn't even have a jacket.
Yeah, I don't
at all.
Think so. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She wore
Remember, she
one...
wore Travis's jacket at the
yes.
end of the party?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was so cute.
Yeah.
There was one jacket that she wore, not the
Kristen Ushak.
Not the Kristen one, but the like vintagey one. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That one was really,
really
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
She got it off like a Depop seller,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like eBay
and they were like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They like backtracked and looked and like found where they sent
crazy.
It to and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So exciting. Very, very pumped up to see all that. And Super Bowl week does come with an element of like excitement. Like, there's all these parties, and it's a little bit of a who's who.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Honestly, like, why I would want to go. Like,
and that's kind of why I'm like, damn, I'm literally no one.
No, same. By the way, no one's asked us at all to come anywhere. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? Like, no one's invited us anywhere. But we got to, we'll force our way in. We got to make ourselves known.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm leaning towards us maybe just pulling the trigger and going.
Yeah. It'd be good. We heard there's a new Heights party.
Yeah, we're hearing rumors about that. Like,
didn't get invited to that. That's okay.
Not get invited to that. But it's like, we gotta, you know what I mean? Like, we gotta work our way in. We need to make ourselves known.
We're coworkers. We do DraftKings together. Exactly. Come on.
Come on. We were together.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, right. So who knows? But
what are you gonna do?
We'll just have to see. I'll have to talk to our people, our events people, and see what we can do. See, like, hey, if we do go, would we be able to do these things?
And it's like, I feel like we could present it like, we don't, like, Gia doesn't need housing,
right?
So exactly. Like, I can stay with TJ,
and
like,
also,
you can stay
I'll
with Fran.
Figure it out. Yeah. I can stay with Fran, or I'll figure it out. Like, I'm not, you know what
you
mean?
Can
like,
bug with Jeff D. Lowe.
Right. Right. Jeff D. Lowe. He'll be busy doing the dozen the whole time. He won't be in, exactly. he never turns off the dozen. So
yeah,
I'll
you
just
sleep in
his
bathroom.
Hotel room will be unoccupied. Because he lives at that podium. Perfect. Yeah. And or I can just be like, Dave, do you need an extra, do you need somebody to clean your hotel room
for a week
or your Airbnb for
a week?
Do
you need someone to watch Miss Peaches and Pete?
Miss Peaches babysitter. Miss Peaches and Pete, like, they need babysitters. And they need to be watched. So yes, I have no, or I'll just like buy a fucking hotel room. Like, I'm not concerned about that so much as like, you know, is there availability? That's my issue.
The most recent text I'm seeing in my family group chat is from my brother saying, we could drive and sleep in the Range Rover. I will not be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you can do that, JP. Like, that's on you.
I will not be sleeping in a car.
Jeez Louise.
I would like to have at least a bed.
Of course. Yeah. That is so funny.
Yeah, no.
I bet there's like I really haven't done the research because I didn't think it would get this far. And I also didn't think like,
I know, I was too nervous to even like,
same.
Conceptualize,
like, I didn't look it
the idea of a
but
possibility.
I bet there's Airbnbs maybe. Although Nola, I don't know. I really don't know. We're going to have to do the research and we're going to figure it out. Because I do think that would be fun if we did a little episode down there. You know, Bourbon Street in the background.
Yeah.
Like, how cool.
So you know? Cool. It would be
seeing
so cool.
Seeing a cool vlog, all the Swifty stuff in the streets, bracelets. Like, there's a lot of potential here, G.
There's a lot of potential.
And then,
fuck.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking maybe we're going. In my soul,
we kind of manifested this way with Miami. Like,
yeah, we did.
I feel like we can pull it off.
I think we can pull it off too.
Yeah,
and then we'll just send. You know, once it's all said and done, we'll send David a text like, hey, by the way, we're gonna be there, but you know, we paid for everything. But just so you know, we're gonna be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe Dave comes on the pod. That's like, the only way we ever get him on the pod is we're like, hey, boss.
I really hope you're not busy at all if you have nothing to do. In, for
a spare 5 minutes. Spare change. More,
please,
sir.
Please.
More.
Help us, please.
We're poor. Help us, please.
I'm hungry, please.
It's literally awesome.
God.
So yeah, so we'll see. We'll keep you guys posted. We'll know by next episode what's happening.
Yeah,
we gotta, because that, you know, that's just next week.
Yeah, literally. So we don't have.
We'll know
to,
by
that
next
much
episode
time.
what we're up to. But
so I have a question for
anyway,
you.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about doing this. I don't know if I can.
Ooh.
Someone said to me, "You're not a real Eagles fan unless you don't listen to Taylor." Until the Super Bowl.
No.
And I kind of agree.
Okay, but here's the question. Like, is it a superstition thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm okay with it. And that's only a week.
In what other way would it be? Like a hating thing?
Well, it'd be like a...
Because never.
Well, like, no, of course, never. But I would maybe be like, oh, like we're not playing it on the radio. Like, fuck that bitch. Like, didn't that happen at one point?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, like Eagles in general.
Yeah.
Like, the people. Oh, I wonder. I don't know.
I think that there was a time where they, like, where there was a radio. It might not have been.
I don't think it was Philly.
Because it would have been last year.
Why do I feel like it was Buffalo?
It had to be Buffalo. Like, there was a team at some point that was like, we're not playing Taylor Swift on the radio this week because of. And it was funny. We laughed at that.
Yeah.
Like, that is funny. And that's, like, all in good fun. I think, Gia, I wouldn't say that you're not a real fan if you listen to her. I wouldn't go that far. Like, you're not a real Eagles fan if you listen to Taylor. But I do think maybe you could, like, that would be a, that'd be funny. Like, that'd be real dedication. Like, I want the birds to win.
And I want to see if I can actually, like, it's going to be really fucking hard.
It's going to be really hard. But you know what you can fill your ears with instead is SZA's album. Yeah. I cannot stop listening to that album. I cannot stop.
You know what I can't stop listening to?
What?
Tate McRae's new song.
Oh, I need to, give it more of a listen. Banger.
It's like a Pussycat Dolls, Timbaland, banger ass type.
I love Tate McRae. Yeah. Love her.
This is, I've always really liked her and her vibe. I've never really liked her singing or her voice, I guess. But this song has completely changed vibe. All right.
I need to give it a good proper listen. I've heard it and I liked it, but I needed to like.
She's
go back
just so fucking hot. Like, it's just
she's
insane.
So hot and she's so she seems so nice and so cool. Talented. Like, she hangs out with the right people.
She her and
Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo, but also I was going to say Jake Shane.
Oh, Jake Shane.
They're like besties too, which is so funny. They're besties.
She was just with, Tate McRae was with Olivia Rodrigo and Iris Apatow. They're besties. Mm. And so the three of them were on some trip together, something. And then, she just hangs out with all the girlies. I think she's got a, you know what it is? She's doing a campaign with Rode.
Which is cool,
I think.
And she dates the kid Leroy.
Yes.
Which is, they're very cute
they're
together,
very
too.
Cute together. He's a cutie.
He's
Leroy.
So cute,
yeah. I think he's a cutie.
And he's obsessed with her, which is so cute.
Love that. I mean, of course, look at her. Jesus.
I know, right?
And she just seems cool in general. Yeah. So, yeah, love her.
But, yeah, so I'm going to have to start diving into, start widening my music fan base. And I think it would be funny to, like, document it on TikTok, like, day one of listening to No Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
like,
I think that'd be funny. Because it's not mean-spirited. It's just like, I gotta be superstitious. Like, I can't, you know, I have to wash the magic off.
To protect myself, to protect my team. Yeah.
You can't go in with the Eagles and supporting the Eagles reeking of Taylor Swift. You can't be, you know what I mean?
This week, we're at odds.
Oh, no.
I had to just throw her on there because she did get a W yesterday.
She did get a W. So, you know. That's what I'm saying. I've got her represented. I put on my what's it called? Well, it's Victory Monday. But
Victory Monday.
What would you call like when you wear your sports gear after a win? Like, what's it called? Like, just your victory.
Like your fandom.
Your victory
I don't
garb,
know.
Like
yeah,
your victory.
Yeah.
Outfit,
yeah,
or whatever. Like,
yeah.
So that's what I'm wearing. So I
celebration outfit.
Celebration outfit.
Yeah, that's so the perfect sweater.
I have this. I wore this when I was on Fox News talking about Ticketmaster.
Oh, loved the infamous it. Fox News sweater.
That time I was on Fox News talking about Ticketmaster when they're asking me a solution for the. And I was like, actually, I don't quite know how to fix that.
Actually, anything else.
But I do know it's unfair. It's like, what the fuck?
Good question. Send it back to you, Tom.
Yeah. And back to you in the studio. Like, that was literally me. That was a crazy day. I forget if I ever talked about that, really. I guess I definitely have.
I think you have,
But yeah, it was.
When the Ticketmaster shit was going down.
Ticketmaster stuff was going down. I went to one of the guys. Over at Fox News who like does like a Saturday morning show or whatever asked me to come on and like talk a little bit about it. And so I like wore this. My parents happened to be in town. I brought them. My dad was very excited to be there. And
Fox
so
News.
Yeah, no, literally like dads love Fox News. We all know that. So he was hyped to be there. But they had me in like a room, like basically like like one of the breakout rooms we have here, like a tiny little room. And I was sitting there by myself and then there was like just a camera and then there was the news was playing. And then when it was my turn, my camera turned on and I was like, I could see myself in the reflection.
It's kind of scary.
I was sweating through my clothes.
Yeah.
Like immediately sweating through my clothes. I had to like, I was like below the camera, like rolling my sleeves up because I was overheating so bad. And I was like pulling my pant legs up because I was like going to pass out. I was so nervous.
It was crazy. Was it live?
It was live. Yeah. It was live on Fox News on like a Saturday morning, at 11 a.m. I was like, damn. You know, I was hoping nobody was watching. But yeah, everybody was watching. Everybody
saw
it.
That was so funny.
It was funny, though, how that all works, like behind, you know, like a big news studio. Like,
was that before Taylor Watch?
Yes.
That's so funny.
It was right before. Or no. It was like a year before because it was November of 2023.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. 2023. Yeah.
Right. Because we didn't have Taylor Watch 2024 during the Super Bowl, did we? No, we did.
What? Huh? Last Super Bowl. Yeah. Last Super Bowl. Yeah. Vegas. Yeah.
It was November 2022.
Oh.
So that's a long time ago because it was when Eras Tour tickets went on sale, which we did not have Taylor Watch.
Yeah,
yet.
We didn't. No.
We were doing On the Other Line.
So that was September.
That was September. But I went on Fox News in November of, it was like the first week of November 2022.
Okay.
And it was right after the ticket. It was just like shit. Oh, it was right when that guy, when they were like on trial or whatever.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was live tweeting like the trial.
Okay, that's funny.
And that's how they found me. And they were like, come talk about it. They thought I was like an expert. And I was just like a bitch.
You're just a bitch with really fingers.
I was literally just a bitch on Twitter. Like, I was, I had no idea what I was talking about, but it was so, shout out to my guy Griffin. It was, oh, it was funny as hell.
That's
like,
cute.
Griffin Johnson. It was so funny.
Griffin Johnson.
Griffin Johnson is somebody that I know as well, but I think his name is also Griffin Johnson. Griffin.
I know Griffin
right
Johnson,
now.
The TikToker.
Griff Jenkins.
Okay.
Sorry, Griff. Griff is my guy. And I can't believe I did that to him. Griff Jenkins. To be fair, it sounds like Griffin Johnson. Griff Jenkins had me on. So anyway, that was that. Gia, guess what we have coming this week? We were alerted that this week we are getting diamond studded earrings.
Bling, bling, bling.
They haven't arrived yet, but I think they're going to arrive in time for our next episode, which will be so exciting.
So excited.
Bling, bling. Hey, hey. All thanks, of course, to our besties over at Steven Singer. Love Steven Singer. And of course, we love their, more even than the diamond studs, which are very exciting. We love the 24 karat dipped roses.
We love the roses. And every
Forever
time
rose.
Someone comes to my desk, they're always like, wow, those roses are so beautiful.
I'm really jealous of the ones on
a
your
picture
desk. I need my own.
On my story, people were swiping up saying, whoa, those are so beautiful. Not what I thought they were going to look like at all.
Mm-hmm.
They are really, really gorgeous. And they are, Stephen has the number one gifts for Valentine's Day. These incredible sweet gift of a real rose preserved and dipped in real 24 karat gold to last a lifetime. And Stephen's 24 karat gold dipped roses start at just $59. They
Steel.
Won't wilt and they won't die. It's the perfect pick for your first rose. And
they're stunning.
We've
said before, or I've explained before, that I know a lot of people remember, like, you know, you have like one of those cabinets in your house that has, it's full of like precious moments and like glass figurines and like things like that. This is something that would fit right in there. Like it's something so stunning, so beautiful. You want it on display. You want people to see it. And it's just lovely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lovely little gift for yourself, for your loved one, whoever you want to give it to. And we've got red, we've got pink, and we've got
mesmerizing peacock teal. Of course. And another cool thing you guys can do with it is over the course of the years, you know, you can build a very beautiful bouquet, which could last forever. And each one represents a different beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm.
So many different things you can do. So just go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Taylor's first ever like of Travis's Instagram just happened.
Wait, she has never liked his Instagram before?
Nope. Tay like on his post.
Ooh, we gotta like it as
first
well.
First time she's liked something from his account.
Ooh, what? That's so crazy.
Which is cute.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Like by Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Wait, but it says it was posted 2 days ago.
I don't know, but
so she just liked it,
I guess.
She's doing her due diligence. She's going back.
Yeah, just Tavis Hayes, Taylor liked Travis' video.
Yeah, it's
so
this
I
video.
I guess maybe she's going
when
back.
When it matters most. So these for, of course, Olivia, first of the.
Travis liked the that like.
Oh my god!
That comment too.
And
I know.
The Kelsey brother. Oh gosh, shit! We should start commenting.
I know.
I never comment. We gotta
I never
start commenting
comment
more. Damn, Olivia's been like on the field though. She's like so in with those people. She's good at that.
Yeah, I know. She's got the connects for sure.
Yeah, she really does. Anyway, yeah. So just what an exciting weekend for Swifties alike. This week, I will say, we have Wednesday is the 29th, Lunar New Year, Year of the Snake, the last clown that I'll accept for a while.
Okay.
And something to look forward to. We also have the Grammys coming up this
yes.
upcoming weekend. We cannot
and
forget about the Grammys.
The Grammys confirmed that Taylor will be there.
Taylor's going to be there.
Yeah.
And the way they were talking about it kind of sounds like she might be performing. Like, they're talking about, like, they're, like, seeing stars, like, and they list all the stars, but then they didn't say performance. They did not say that. But normally when they do that, like, those people are performing.
Yeah.
You know? So
and
I'm
what I don't get is their little promo video was listing Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Chopin Brown, Sabrina Carpenter, and a very special guest.
Huh.
It's like, who's more special than Taylor Swift and Beyonce, Chopin Brown?
Exactly. Maybe it's
Billie
like
Eilish.
Maybe it's like a you know, like a legend.
Yeah.
Like a Paul McCartney.
Adele?
Or like a Adele could be. Like somebody has to be, right. It has to be like a legend. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Like who's
an old
bigger
guy.
Bigger than those two, you know?
Someone who's.
An old guy.
Yeah. Maybe like fucking Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Could be him with the...
Yeah,
with
maybe
the,
him and Timmy come out and do a song together.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Really quick. Oh. Did you watch Timothy Chalamet?
No, and I need to watch
Kelly,
it.
You have to.
Everyone says it's great.
You have to watch it tonight.
I have to watch it tonight.
It is beyond.
I love Timmy.
He crushed it.
He's so good.
Just continue to fall more and more in love with him every single time he presents himself in front of a camera.
Yeah.
But God, was he just so charismatic, so funny. His performances, unbelievable. Like
he's
could
the best
be,
actor of all time.
Yeah.
Like he's so good.
He has reached a level of talent that I feel like no actor has achieved. Like Leonardo DiCaprio cannot do what he did on SNL at all.
Never.
And like
he
just
wishes.
He's so captivating. Like he just instantly captures your attention. Mm-hmm. And he did both a bunch of like medleys and stuff with James Blake for the performances. And they were just so phenomenal. Really, 10 out of 10 episode.
I was dying, like streaming tears laughing at the comparison where Timmy is performing and they have him on the screen behind himself and they were comparing it to Mike Wazowski doing his own like thing.
The stand up.
With the stand-up. I was like legit crying. This dying. Like dying at that.
So funny.
So funny. And so like exactly the same. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know, I need to watch it because I was doing. Oh, I finished Onyx Storm. That's what I was doing all weekend. Friday, Saturday, I finished the book, and it's good. And I know where are you at this point?
I think like chapter 7 or 8. I didn't get to read Saturday or Sunday
right,
at all.
Of course, you've been popping off.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I talked to your sister about it a little bit before. She's on like chapter 20 or something, but she said that she's finally starting to like get in the swing of it. And it does take that long. It's like
it's
it takes
like,
up to like chapter 20.
You know.
Really, you're right about all the characters. It's too many characters.
Too many characters. Too many characters.
Yeah.
The info dump in the beginning legitimately had me questioning if I lost my ability to read.
Right.
I was like, am I okay? Like, I just finished Throne of Glass.
Like, who are
Kingdom
these people?
Of Ash. Like, I can read. I know I can. But who the fuck is LaWanda? Who the fuck is Marcus? Like, who
there
are
there?
Like,
so many.
There's
I know.
Too many names, too many professors, too many flyers, too many whatevers. And
the
then,
addition of the flyers, I think, is the main problem. Like,
yeah.
You forget who's a flyer and who's a rider, and it's like they needed to like reinforce that a little bit more. That's one thing that I think love Rebecca Yarros, love, and I love these books. But one thing that Sarah J. Maas is really good at is when she brings in an old character that we haven't seen in a while, she makes sure to do a line or two to remind you who they are. And I feel like that doesn't happen with the Empyrean series.
So many of these characters have no purpose.
No
like,
purpose at all. They're just
character.
There. They're just fucking
like,
there.
Like even the random people that Sarah J. Maas brings into the story, they matter later on.
For sure.
You know,
sure,
you're like,
right.
Why does this person matter right now?
Right.
They have a huge role later
Something
on in the story.
Later, for sure.
Where I feel like a lot of these characters are kind of just like side characters that we just don't need. They're just making it more confusing. But I will say I love Zayden the character so much
love
that
Zayden.
Like I can't.
And I love Violet. I love Violet too.
I
oh no
Violet.
You're out on Violet. I like her.
She's so fucking self-deprecating.
I can't handle it anymore.
Self-deprecating
like
it's just like dude like
true. And I like when she's confident. I think that's what it is.
Like that's what
she
I
starts,
liked about
she gets
her.
Better. She gets
in
better.
The beginning in the first book, I felt like she was so sure of herself.
Yep.
And now I feel like she's lost that like when she was going to be a rider, you know, she was like everyone wanted to protect her, or whatever. She wanted to push herself. Wanted
she was
to
like,
be
no,
brave.
I don't want that.
Exactly. And now I feel like she's just like she doesn't have a grasp of like how far she's come and like how badass she is, and it's just like frustrating.
It's because
with Aelin, like Aelin knows how fucking badass she is, and there's times where she does question herself, but like. She knows at the end of the day, like, what she's doing is right and, like, that her plan is a greater purpose. Whereas with, like, Violet, like, she just feels like everything that happens to her is, like, just, like, so annoying to her. And, like, she's
totally.
Just, like, ah.
She's definitely fumbling around. But I will say this without giving, you know, obviously not giving away the end at all. But,
yeah, please.
But by, I would say about halfway through the book, good shit starts happening. And we do find answers to like certain things. And then so by the end, I think you'll be satisfied with the book. It's very much, Fran and I were literally just talking about it. It's book three of ACOTAR. Like, is this book.
Okay.
Like, I would put them right next to each other in terms of like, there's a shit ton of war. Like it's more war than any of the other books. And a lot of development, a lot of secrets, a lot of things that like we didn't know were going on. Oh, now it makes sense.
Okay.
They go to different lands soon. You know, they're going to look for
Aang
Garna's family
or
whatever.
Yeah.
when they do that, then it's like, oh, shit's getting real. Okay. And then it's good through the rest of the book. Okay. But there is that underlying, like, with Violet, like, and someone else was complaining about this. Maybe my cousin, somebody I was talking to about this, said this. So that she just seems so wrapped up in the relationship. Like, she's so, like, obsessed with Zayn. Which we get. But even with, like, Aelin, if we're comparing series, she obviously loves, what's his face?
Rowan.
And
but she was willing to do whatever it took.
Yes. And they had, like, and he was more obsessed with her. And it was always very clear.
Yeah.
With Zayden, he's so broody and moody that it's like, bitch, like, just give her some reassurance. Like, he's always shutting himself off, and it's like, enough already. Like, enough with these games and this bullshit.
I agree, totally.
But it all, you know, it works out for sure. But it's hard to get through.
Semi-viral on TikTok saying that I was like, is this like the worst book I've ever read?
Oh, did you post that?
Yeah.
People are saying it though. Like, people are not liking the beginning.
Got half a million views, 20,000 likes. Like all the comments are like, literally the top comment is, I thought I lost the ability to read for the first 100 pages.
Yeah. It's tough. The beginning is tough. I wish that I had...
Someone commented, I'm on chapter 20 and I'm so bored and wish people would just start dying to see if I even care. But it's so true.
Chapter 20, like, it is about halfway through chapter 20. I would say my favorite chapter, if I'm thinking about it, was like... chapter 41 is really good.
Okay.
I remember specifically being like, wow, like, that blew me away. And then, like, the 50s are good.
I gotta just push through.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, I was comparing it to book one, ACOTAR, because the first half of that book is a fucking nightmare. It's just a slog to get through. But then when she's under the mountain and all that shit, then it gets real.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like how this book goes. Okay. But,
it's just so hard to transition from. It's so hard. Throne of Glass series to this series. The writing is so different.
It's so different. But what's annoying too is that there are so many similarities in the names and the like beasts and all this stuff. Like the magic is similar.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, like, all these fantasy books are pulling from the same sources. Yeah, like they're pulling from raising the wards
and like protecting and like the spells. Yeah, yeah.
The spells, the dragons, the wyverns. Yeah, wyverns in both. And it's like, wyvern, whatever. I think they say wyvern in one and wyvern in another. Like,
I always say wyvern
in because I listen to audiobooks as well, and I think they say wyvern for Throne of Glass and they say wyvern for,
well,
not that it matters.
Irish people hate Rebecca Yarros because she uses a bunch of Gaelic words and can't pronounce any of them right.
Exactly. And as an Irish gal, I do know. It's all Scottish though. Like, she's pulling from like Scottish.
Yeah,
lore.
Gaelic is Scottish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of both.
So should I say Scottish people?
Scottish people are pissed, but Gaelic is Gaelic and Celtic are like kind of, and Celtic is more Irish, but they have similarities as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a whole thing. But yeah, people are, but that's why, like, these fantasy series they're all so good, but you have to remember that they are pulled from folklore, like European folklore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's why, like, Game of Thrones is just the same. Like, that's why they all pull from these, like, stories from the past in, like, Scotland and Ireland and all these places that have all this stuff, and so, like, medieval times. Mm. And so you're going to get a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
But they are very different stories, like you said, and they're written very differently and everything, whatever. So, but no, I'm enjoying it. And, you know, I enjoyed the book, and I'm like, well, I need the next one. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's another fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah, of course.
It's another, like, motherfuck, like, when's the next one?
But it's going to be 5 books.
She cranks them out, so.
Yeah.
Oh, is it going to be
5? Well, I'm, like, pretty sure, like, I don't know.
They're, like, already done or
that's
something,
what
right?
I. That's what I.
Let's see.
Pretty sure I thought I saw on TikTok that they're already done.
Rebecca Yarros.
But I'm pretty sure this is book 3 out of 5.
Oh, it says here, it says Empyrean's. Also, Empyrean. I was having a hard time being like, I'm reading the blah blah, the Fourth Wing series.
Yeah.
But that's not what it is. It's the Empyrean series. It's the Empyrean book 4 release may take a long time. Here's why. After a rapid fire approach the last 3 books, she's ready to slow down. Blah blah blah. Let's see. Released all 3 of their books to this point in just under 2 years and is seemingly ready for a break before book 4. I've been really clear that I'm going to rest now. So, okay. So it looks like it might be a while.
Hmm.
That sucks. The fuck? But it is, I mean, books are so hard to like, you can't just, it's not just like a show you can crank out. I can't imagine writing
the first book and it being such a hit and then having to be like,
fuck, right? Yeah. And it all has to intertwine, it all has to make sense at the end, and it's like, yeah, it's very hard to write a book like this. And so major props to Rebecca Yarros and to all the other fantasy writers out there. But I'm enjoying, I liked it. I'm enjoying the series. I'm definitely going to keep reading the series. I like it a lot. And, but it is... I wish that I had reread 1 and 2 immediately before starting 3, because I think that would have helped a lot. A lot of people did the reread. I'm now that I finished it, I'm going back and listening to all 3 in a row and to see if I like it better, you know? And so we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'll report back.
Okay.
But I'm anxious to hear how you like the rest of the book.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to read some more tonight. So we'll see
if I can like it anymore. Fabulous. But, oh, I feel like that might be it.
I think so.
The game and all that took up most of the weekend and all the stuff. I'm trying to think. We already said about the potential clown this week. So, you know.
No, wait. What's the potential clown this week?
Oh, the Lunar New Year and the 29th.
Oh, okay.
Year of the Snake, Lunar New Year is Wednesday. Right.
Okay.
So people are like, whatever. And then we have the Grammys on Sunday. Mm. Don't forget. And then the Super Bowl is the 9th, February 9th. So
Grammys
2 weeks in a row, we got plans, ladies and gentlemen. What else do I have? No, that's it. I just had all Super Bowl stuff.
Wow, yeah. Jam-packed weekends for us.
Yeah, we're gonna be busy girls. Yeah, hopefully. We may or may not be in New Orleans.
Yeah. Woo! Shaking our titties for some beads.
Yeah, always. I'm always ready to shake my titties for beads.
Yep. Can you do that like not on Mardi Gras?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably not.
You just go out.
Just put my titties everywhere. Yeah. It's like people be like, ugh, put those away. Or they'd be like,
who's that little boy over there?
Yeah. Tell that boy to put his shirt back on. Literally. Fuck.
I hate having small boobs.
Typical. No, it's the worst. It's across the bear. Yeah. You know, it's across the bear.
Yeah.
But all right. So feel free to call in with all of your thoughts, feelings, encouragement for us to take our trip.
Some trash talk.
Yeah. Anything. We're looking forward to all of it. Go ahead and give us a call at
347-450-0723.
Or send a message to the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We are always watching, and we look forward to hearing from you all. We love you so much, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Love you guys.